We grounded 220 aircraft, most of the fleet. We stood down nearly 22,000 people. And we then said we had to stop the cash burning to give the company the chance for survival. And that was really tough, as you can imagine.
That we're here amongst these aircraft says everything, doesn't it, about what's happened?
It does. I mean, we still
even after nearly 13 years leading Qantas, nothing could have prepared Alan Joyce for this.
We were down to 260 domestic flights compared to 6,200 that we normally have.
Whoa.
And we were zero international flights.
The big go slow and then stand still caused by COVID was quickly suffocating the spirit of Australia.
How close did Qantas come to dying?
We hadn't done the stand downs. We would have had 11 weeks of survival, of cash to survive. Our payroll bill is like $4.3 billion before COVID. So we were going to burn through that cash very fast if we hadn't made the tough decisions that we did back then.
What is that like for a CEO to do?
That is horrendous because you're in a position where we have been growing. We've before COVID, and for it to turn around completely, to having to lay off nearly 10,000 people, that was horrendous for everybody in Qantas.